Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Great to be with you on Thursday, which is the day before Friday, of course. And this being a day that you should be particularly paying attention to what's going on in Oregon and in other places all around the country, because you know what? Elections matter. Because the insanity that we're facing in America today out of the Biden administration wouldn't be happening if Donald Trump had gotten reelected, or rather, if an election hadn't been stolen. There you go, Oregon Secretary of State. I said it. The 2020 election was stolen. Now let's see what you do with that. Secretary of State Uvalde Griffin. You see, Blobby is back, folks. No kidding. Blobby. It's back. You think I'm kidding? No. No, Blobby's back. This is the previous Secretary of State's stupid idea to, well, maybe not so stupid. Sorry about that. I got a studio cat that's whining at me once out, apparently, or something. I don't know. Cats are cats, right? Anyway. Blobby is back, and Blobby wants to help curb election misinformation. This, of course, is why I'm involved in a federal lawsuit against the Secretary of State and Tina Kotek for their unconstitutional effort to curb my free speech and your free speech. False information, says LaVon Griffin Vivaldi, or Vallade, or whatever the heck her name is. False information is prolific as ever. So Blobby is back. Voting in Oregon feels good. You see, Blobby was designed to restore faith in the voting system. Now, are we conservatives just sort of missing it here? Does this really impact people? Is it really? I mean, in today's thoughtless society, thinking society. Tongue in cheek, I said that, folks. People are not thinking. They're reacting to whatever meme is out there, including many Republicans who don't like the truth about stolen elections. And by the way, stolen elections are nothing new. Nothing at all. You know, the fraud that was proven when JFK won the presidency over Richard Nixon. Chicago, vote early, vote often. You know, the fraud that was revealed in the state of Washington's governor's race when Dino Rossi, the Republican, was winning, and all of a sudden, you know, those late votes coming in, and the Democrat, Christine Gregoire, took over in a close election, and she won the governorship, was there for 8 years. And it was later revealed that thousands of votes of university students were illegal. They didn't have the right to vote in Washington State, or they double voted, which you can't do. But voter fraud never happens, right? It never, you know, determines outcomes of elections. Well, how do we know that? Can't look inside the machines. Can we now? No, that's protected information. You know, my prediction to you, sooner or later, a judge is going to break that veil and say, no, it isn't protected information. And the truth, which we know what the truth is, because if you go read the Mesa 3 report, you'll see the truth of what happened when Tina Peters mirrored the operating system of their vote counting machines. The vote counting machines people came in the next day and they changed everything, violating federal and state law. They eliminated a bunch of data. Votes weren't counted. And then she re-imaged the machines after they came in and she compared the two. And guess what? Yeah, you can't trust the machines. May I go back to Antrim, Michigan? You guys remember that one in the 2020 race, right? In a heavily Republican small county. Magically, Joe Biden just took over all the votes. Well, not all the votes, but had a huge lead. And what did they do? They went back and looked at it with hand recounting. And guess what happened?
Oopsies.
The machines got it wrong. The machine algorithms changed and exchanged the votes. How about in 2022, the Democrat in Georgia, her and her husband, she's running for an office, voted for her. And yet in their precinct, there were zero votes for her. Now, wait a second. She complained. This is a Democrat now. They did a hand recount. Guess what happened? She ended up winning. How could a machine do that? I mean, we're told that you got to trust them. We're told by Blobby that this is all misinformation, right? So, LaVon Griffin Velade has unconstitutionally entered into a contract that will curb my free speech. Everything I just said to you is fact, folks. Established actual fact. But yet she has the right to report me to the FBI and the Oregon State Police that I am engaging in misinformation or disinformation. Or malinformation. This is why we're suing her in federal court and why it matters. Now, I'm going to pose a question to you. And by the way, I got to let you know that at the bottom of the hour, Oregon legislative Republican candidate Dave Brown's going to join us. So the number to call if you want to comment on all this is 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. By the way, speaking of elections in Georgia, the Georgia legislature just wrapped up their legislative session and they passed a package of election reform bills that might have a huge impact on the fraud that's been going on inside Georgia for a long time. Remember I just told you about that Georgia case where the Democrat got screwed over? Here's the question I want to ask you. Should Ron Wyden be reported to the FBI and the Oregon State Police for misinformation?
What?
Yeah, I'm asking you that question. Because you see, the AI system that Tina Kotek, Secretary of State, that contract they entered into with that British company, I guess we couldn't find an American company to do it. We had to do a British company. Yeah, that contract that seeks to suppress free speech, seeks to suppress a difference of opinion or questioning of election results, which is misinformation, malinformation, or disinformation. Think back. So why would I say, should Ron Wyden be reported to the FBI? Should Ron Wyden be reported to the Oregon State Police? Why would I say that? Well, maybe you should think back to Ron Wyden famously in Senate committee hearing, and there's videos out there of all these Democrats, senators, questioning the results of election machines in states like Ohio and other places that used them before in the 2016 election, folks. Ron Wyden was questioning, as did Hillary Clinton, as did Kamala Harris, Amy Klobuchar. They're all U.S. senators. They all questioned the accuracy, the veracity of voting machines. They all, under this contract that Tina Kotek and her Secretary of State have entered into with this British company, they all would appear to violate them, just as the words I spoke to you about stolen elections. So I ask you that question. Should Ron Wyden be reported by the Democrat Secretary of State if he made those comments again today? He made them before. Is that still his opinion? Maybe some, you know, leftist news reporter out of Channel 8 or Channel 6 or Channel 2 in Portland, maybe they ought to ask him that question the next time they have the opportunity. Do you still believe those things, Senator? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Let's go to the phones. We'll go to Kathy. Kathy, good morning.
Good morning. So, did you see on Twitter where Oregon is surveilling small farms via drones, shutting down micro farms under the guise of protecting groundwater?
Yeah, that's been out there. They're walking that back to some extent. It has to do with the CAFO permit. They're walking it back because they've gotten a huge pushback from it. They don't like the national attention for what they're doing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, no, I saw it.
Oh, okay. I haven't heard anything about it until yesterday on Twitter.
How do you feel it? Well, we've talked about it. We've mentioned
well,
it.
Well, I sleep
times.
In sometimes.
Well, good for you, because I don't. I'm up at 4 o'clock. Thank you, Kathy. I appreciate it. Art, hang on. I'll get to the other side of the break. Governor Tina Kotek announced she's planning to ask the Oregon Ethics Commissions about her idea to give her wife, you know, the mentally ill, recovering substance abuse person, an office paid for by the taxpayers that gives her a role in making decisions that affect you and I. Like Lars said, who elected her? Not the governor, but her wife. Helped make decisions. Oh, there's more. Lots more. We'll get to it. So, should Ron White be subject to the same restrictions on free speech that I am under the Secretary of State Tina Kotek's plan? Back in a moment. 6:20.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 22 minutes past the top of the hour. Great to have you with us today, folks. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. At the bottom of the hour, we have Dave Brown, legislative candidate, running for office. We'll chat with him for a few minutes. I want to remind you that, you know, people like Dave Brown, if they're elected and should be, especially in this particular time, it's a unique time in American political history, and certainly in Oregon. Lots of opportunities to connect emotionally, which is what you got to do, with those disaffected Democrats and independent voters or unaffiliated voters. Because once you get elected, then the hard work of, and it is hard work, folks. You may not think so, but boy, it is. The hard work of figuring out the right kind of policies that ought to be enacted into law or not, that ought to be stopped because they're Marxist communist ideas that destroy your liberty, that hard work begins. And there's no greater group to help a legislator, potential legislator like Dave Brown, navigate that minefield in PacWest lobby. Know these folks? I've known them for a long time. They're very effective at working both sides of the aisle. And I'm glad that they're there because they not only help legislators, and believe me, folks, when you get into a legislative session, especially in your freshman, your first time, life is a blur and you are drinking from a fire hose and you need experienced minds, lobbyists who again lobby both sides of the aisle, so they have to know both sides of the argument. This is how a legislator, this is how I made decisions as a legislator, and PW Lobby or PacWest Lobby helps you do that. Now, they're going to advocate for their clients, yes. But a good lobbyist and PacWest lobby group is very good. They know the arguments on both sides. And they'll present those arguments to you. And then you make a decision. So you know what? If you are needing the assistance of a lobbying group, and not just for the legislative session, which isn't going to happen again until 2025, but maybe local government things, things that are happening in the county, things that are happening in the city of Salem or the surrounding cities. You need assistance, or maybe you have an association whose management needs to get their act together or needs to take it to the next level. PacWest Lobby can help you with all those things. Why don't you check them out? PWLobby.com. PacWest Lobby, pwlobby.com. By the way, thanks to some friends of mine who listen to this show. They get up every morning. Saw them yesterday at my JV football coach's memorial service. We had that down in Brownsville at Kirk's Landing. Shout out to Ron and Gail. Thank you, guys. Great seeing you again. That's always great to, and they dinged me, of course, for being late to the microphone yesterday. Sorry about that. Anyway, it is what it is. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Georgia just passed two powerfully impactful bills in their legislative session that will help curb voter fraud. There I said it, Secretary of State. Can that happen here? Yeah, it might be. It's possible. Let's go to the phones. Go to Art. Art, good morning to you. How are you, friend?
Oh, great, Jeff. We need a little less rain. I think we've gotten plenty, but that's another story. On this misinformation thing, you know, the facts and the truth are the facts and the truth. And, of course, the Democrats, they don't have facts and truth, so they have to attack us in order to shut us up. I challenge anybody in government to come after me because I have an opinion and I evaluate the facts and decide on those facts. Voter fraud, Jeff? Yes. It's also a fact that if in the computers you turn down the signature verification on it, votes can get through with signatures that aren't necessarily the signatures of the true registered voter. So they can continue to promulgate their lies, but facts are facts. And if they think they're going to shut me up or you up or other individuals out there, they got it wrong, because the truth will set you free.
You're right. And Art, let me ask you a question. What would you say to Republicans, Republican Party leaders in Oregon, who don't want us to talk about election fraud or bring up anything because they think it depresses Republicans from voting and they won't take part in the process? They want us just to shut up and try to elect conservatives. What would you say to people like that?
That's a false premise, Jeff. Okay? I'm going to vote because it is my responsibility as an Oregonian and an American citizen to vote. And that's just the facts, my friend.
All right. Art, thank you so much. Appreciate it. It's always good to hear your voice. We
got
a great email from Doug about stolen elections, you say. We'll get to that. We will get to Dave Brown, Republican candidate running for House District 19, on the other side of this break. So don't go away. It's 6:30.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back, my friends, to be with you. It's 24 minutes for the top of the hour. In just a moment, we'll chat with David Brown. David Brown for Salem.com is his website. He's running for House District 19 for the Oregon legislature. You know, you just heard the ad from Freedom Heating and Air, and it's a good ad because you seek second opinions from doctors, don't you? You should. Because not every doctor agrees, and sometimes they have different approaches to trying to figure out what's going on with you to make you better. It's no different than with HVAC companies like Freedom Heating and Air. They're offering a free opinion, a free second opinion. They'll come out and they'll analyze what's going on in your system, especially if somebody else has told you, hey, you need a whole new system. You got to spend $25,000 or $30,000. Maybe you don't. Maybe you just need an update. That's a great opportunity, and it's a great reason for you to get that second opinion. You do it for your body. Why wouldn't you do it for the health of your family and your home, for you being comfortable in your home or your business, by the way? Call Freedom Heating and Air. Get that free second opinion, 503-580-1456, 580-1456. Or check out that website, freedomheatingandair.net. That's freedomheatingandair.net. Joining us is David Brown. David, good morning to you, friend.
Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
Fantastic. Got to ask you a question.
Yes.
So Blobby is back. You know, the Secretary of State's cartoon character telling us that everything is just fine with Oregon's voting system, and you shouldn't criticize it because if you do, you might get reported to the Oregon State Police or the FBI. You might not disagree with it like Ron Wyden did. So maybe the new contract, which is unconstitutional, where the Secretary of State under Tina Kotek's direction is monitoring what I'm saying on the air to you right now, what Ron Wyden said in Senate committee meeting, in public hearing, about, well, the machines are not accurate. The machines are not right. There could be something wrong with them. Why don't we get to see inside of them? Do you think that Ron Wyden should be held to the same standard by the Democrat Secretary of State that I am or you are?
Absolutely. I totally full on agree with that. You know, the question is there, in such a case, is there a statute of limitations? You know, so I'm just, you know, I know there is so much speculation about what happened. But I know this. I go back to that election night. I went to bed at 10, a little bit after 10 o'clock, and noted the results, and then wake up the next morning with a complete surprise. So, yeah. Absolutely. Do I think there were some improprieties? Some? Yes, I do. I really do. So to answer your question, though, should it be held to the same standard as what they're proposing
for us
today? Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. I just find it interesting that the same standard that they are claiming today is malinformation, misinformation, that Blobby, which uses your tax dollars to convince you that everything in the voting system is just fine. That, you know, even though you can register to vote online, David, without ever proving who you are, get a ballot in the mail and actually vote and never prove that you are who you are, everything's just fine. Trust us, we're from the government. That's what Blobby is telling everybody. Trust us, we're from the government. We are the arbiters of truth. We are telling you the truth, even though we said initially that none of these vote tabulation machines are connected to the internet. Oopsies. Then the attorney general says in a lawsuit, well, they could be hacked because they are connected to the internet. They have wireless modems. Trust us from the government. We tell you the truth. So believe what Blobby tells you. So let me ask you, David, yes. You're running for office. What are people are people even caring at all about this whole idea of voter integrity? Or are there other things they're telling you as you go door to door that's really important to them? What are people telling to you, David?
Yeah, so this issue has come up a couple of times. And, you know, as I've gone out and met with people, asked their opinions, their questions, questions of them, what matters to them in their life, day in and day out. Here's a surprising trend that's going on here, Jeff, is on the side through our business or you know, clients or just random meetings with people. They see my name tag. They'll come up to me and ask me questions. And I express to them, as we're having this short little engagement, that what they have to say does matter. We're all in this, like so-called Petri dish together. Everything that the government puts upon us, does to us, and taxes and feeds us to death, we all feel it. And so with that commonality right there, Jeff, I have people that are in the middle, and even Democrats that are saying, I love what you're saying. I can imagine this, that you're going to be the right guy for the position. I'm going to vote for you. Jeff, I have Democrats saying they're going to vote for me. That means a lot.
So do they, I'm just trying to get a feel for what you're hearing at the door as why. Why would Democrats vote for you? Is it because of how you present yourself or your values or your principles? Or are they not happy with what's going on in Oregon today or in the country today? Or is it a combination of all those things?
Perfect. It's a combination of all of those. It's who I am. It's how I listen and how interested I am, what matters to them. And then what is going on to, you know, in our local community here and state, which is a nationwide experience right now, you know, regarding public safety, regarding the quality of schools here in our area. And then also, you know, it just costs too much to live here anymore in this wonderful city of Salem, in this beautiful state of Oregon. And so these are common things that are close to the heart for all people. And when they listen and I listen to them, I go, you get the chance and have earned your vote. I want to go in and make these improvements in these areas with collaboration with others that are in there right now. And you mentioned the PAC groups and how important they are to help guide and navigate these waters. So I listen to all people. And I don't change my stump speech at all based on who's in the room. It's consistent. It's clear that we need some change, because solutions get things done by leaders who have the wisdom to do so and then aren't afraid to learn and ask questions.
And we're talking with David Brown. He's Republican candidate running for House District 19. You can check out his website, David Brown for Salem, all one word, davidbrownforsalem.com. Just briefly, you are a Navy veteran. You served honorably. You've had a insurance agency here in the Mid-Valley for a long time. So you have some name identification in this particular legislative district, because you've also done a lot of things with groups and organizations. How much do you think that has helped you, or is it the fact that you're just out there pounding on the pavement every day?
Yeah, Jeff, it's both. It is because I've been entrenched in this district here in South Salem since 1978. And then as you grow up as a kid in this area, you go to school here, become a product of this area. You grow up, become a young adult, go into the Navy, serve honorably for 4 years, as you said, and then return home. I always knew, my wife and I, we decided we're going to go back to Salem. What a beautiful place to raise a family. And then years pass, build a business, and kids get into school, became a sports coach for many years, Booster Club president out at Sprague High School, and helped come alongside administration there and how to create capital on campus for all students there, and just to enhance that student experience that they would never forget as they moved on in life. And so it's a combination of both, of knowing this part, this area, this Salem. I know the little back roads to everywhere.
And sure, I bet you do.
I love this city and state. You know, I've served this country, this community, and this is my way to give back. It's been so kind to my family and I, this community has. And it's time to get into the fray and help be a part of the, you know, change course here and get Oregon back on track that so desperately needs.
We got just a few seconds. What do you got coming up, and how can people make contact with you?
Yeah, thank you. Yes, so immediately coming up this Saturday, we have our door knocking event, April 6th, 10 a.m. Meet us at Sumter Park here in South Salem. Coffee, donuts will be served. And then the website is davidbrownforsalem.com. Contact us. We'll be glad to get back to you.
David, we wish you much success. Thanks for joining us, folks, at 6:48. Back in a moment.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back. It is 10 minutes till the top of the hour. We'll go to the phones in just a moment. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. Like the one that Doug wrote me about false information about voting, stolen elections, you say. Remember when we all knew that wrestling was fake and they finally admitted it, but all the fans basically ignored it? Pretty much there with anyone who still has faith in elections. Going after misinformation about voting fraud is a good sign of a healthy election system. Just like myocarditis is a good sign of a good vaccine. If liberal politicians treat us this poorly when we are armed to the teeth, just imagine what they'd be willing to do to us if they take our guns away. Cicero said, quote, "The most dangerous form of treason is from within," unquote. Our leaders aren't stupid. They're not incompetent either. They are traitors. Well, I suppose it depends on which leaders you're talking about. But I would say, yeah, there are some that are. By the way, interesting story out there on the Blaze. Tulsi Gabbard says that RFK Jr. asked if she would serve as his vice presidential running mate. She respectfully declined. Now, the reason I bring that up is I got a call yesterday afternoon from a friend of mine who is a Messianic Jew. And he thinks that Trump ought to pick Tulsi Gabbard, former Democrat, conservative, lieutenant colonel in the National Guard, or the reserves, I'm not sure which, in Hawaii. Is she MAGA enough to carry on if Trump gets assassinated? Sooner or later, the deep state's going to have to go there, folks. Think I'm wrong? Just wait. They've done it before. What do you think happened to JFK? Let's go to the phones. Is it Devin or Wes? What's your name?
Yeah, it's Wes.
Wes, okay, Wes. All right, we'll make note of that. Wes, good to hear your voice. What's on your mind, brother?
Just concerning the Ministry of Truth. Let me get on a better line here. Hang on.
Okay.
Okay, is this better?
Yes. Well, kind of. Are you there, Wes? We didn't lose you, did we? Okay, we lost him. Wes, call back in. Lee writes an email. Oregon has an ethics committee? If so, they must use the new fluid dictionary to define ethics. No to Tina's girlfriend. Well, it's Tina's wife. Mr. Wyden, who doesn't care about us, yes, he and everyone should be held to the same standards of all. But why do we have standards at all? That's a great point. Why should you have a law about you can't cross into America illegally if we're spending billions of dollars of your tax money as a government to allow people to cross illegally? Linda writes, Jeff, regarding the Republican Party and the decisions they make when it comes to educating the public on urgent issues is beyond lame. I have resisted the label of the Republican Party being the stupid party. The opportunities that came with the House of Representatives turning Republican, now squandered, says it all. But the title has been earned. Cliff Bentz, prime example. Terry, regarding voting, says it should be noted that our ballots are only received according to the Secretary of State's website, not counted. Another way to manipulate the voting system. Thank you for all the information you provide for us. Son of the Almighty writes an email. Entire state is in the crapper. But let's play house with a couple of mental retards playing house. He's referring to the article about Tina Kotek is seeking advice from the Oregon Government Ethics Commission about whether, you know, it's ethical under Oregon law for her to, you know, establish a office paid for by the taxpayers for her spouse. Now, she's arguing that, well, it kind of is because Oregon law defines her spouse as a government official. The Democrats did that after the first girlfriend, John Kitzhaber strategy that failed pretty miserably. Why do I say strategy? Well, because they were breaking the law. Too bad they weren't held accountable. Let's go back to Wes. Wes, you're back, brother.
Okay, thanks. My comment was just about the Ministry of Truth.
Yes.
And how they're going to react when we start turning people in from the LGBTQIA plus, whatever, for the false information concerning more than two genders and males participating in female sports, that there's no harm to that.
Well, you see, you've just hit on something interesting, because even though those are quote-unquote not election misinformation, they are a part of what you have the opportunity to do, and that is complain that these groups are engaging in misinformation. You're right. What are they going to say when we start doing that? Now, Wes, thanks for that. It's a great a great point. Rich writes, so if the government says, trust us, run, and don't trust anything they say or do, and that's from a former government employee. Let's go to Gary. Gary, you got like a minute. Go. Go, Biebs.
Hey, Jeff. Go Ducks. When you were talking to Dave Brown, whenever I'd hear a Democrat tell me they're going to vote for my candidate, I'd always took it with a great big grain of salt. They say it, but they just don't do it. I mean, he might be different, but
why do you think that is? Why do you think that is?
Because they're Democrats first and Americans second. That is just who they vote for.
There some Democrats who, though, can see the light about where this country is headed and actually stay in the Democratic?
Well, I hope so. I mean, you would think that it's getting so bad that even they have to have the blinders come off. But I'm hoping I'm wrong, but I never saw any evidence that they voted that way. I just want to remind people, if they're rubbing elbows with Benz or Dreamer, ask them not to vote for sending $60 billion to Ukraine. That is not our best interest.
Well, I think you're right. First of all, you're right to do that, number one. Lori Chavez Dreamer has told me personally she doesn't like sending any more money to the Ukraine because they're not telling her or any of the Republicans, the Pentagon isn't, or the Department of Defense, how the money's been spent that has been sent already, the $130 billion that we've spent there. There's an estimation, Gary, that something on the order of $20 billion has been stolen by...
It is the most corrupt country in the world. It's the money laundry for all the dark money. Why do we want to send $60 billion there that probably 20 of it's going to end up in the Democrat coffers to beat us in the election? It's the worst thing, but Johnson's going to shove it down her throat and Benz's throat, and he expects them to vote for it.
Yeah, he does. That's
with the Democrats.
Step up to the plate. Hey, Gary, thanks for that.
Go Ducks.
Go Bees. Hope to see you tomorrow. Be Freedom Friday. Somewhere waiting. Somewhere always got to be. Then make it great.